This is Metro Radio. Let's get an update right now at 5:03.
Companies could be banned from making us pay extra to use our credit and debit cards when we buy stuff online. That means things like concert tickets could get quite a bit cheaper. It's estimated that travellers pay around £300 million extra a year when they buy their plane tickets using a credit or debit card. Now, you've just heard Stu mention in the traffic there about avoiding Benton area. That's because earlier on today there was a robbery at Asda. A man with a security van was robbed by a man with a hammer. Reports suggest that shoppers were locked in for around 25 minutes after a Tannoy announcement warned them there'd been an incident outside. They were being kept inside for their own safety. Police are now looking for the robber and possibly an accomplice. 30,000 women in France with dodgy PIP breast implants are being advised to have them removed. France's health ministry says although there's no proven cancer risk, they could burst, which they say is dangerous for your health. But there are no plans to do the same thing over here. And up online on our news pages at metroradio.co.uk, you can listen to our Black, White and Red All Over sports podcast. But with a brief sports roundup now, here's Chris Conway.
Sunderland manager Martin O'Neill says he'd love it if midfielder Stefan Sessegnon got a few more goals.
It doesn't have to be absolutely prolific, although we would love that. To have a few more goals coming from him would, for all the good work that he does for us, then wouldn't that be the fantastic bonus?
Sessegnon got his third league goal of the season on Wednesday night in the Black Cats 3-2 win against QPR. Meanwhile, Alan Pardew admits Newcastle United are suffering problems from corners and free kicks at the moment.
Without particularly Stephen Taylor in the side, we're lacking that number one hitter of the ball, and we're trying to get Williamson a bit nearer to fitness because obviously he does give us that factor.
The Mags are trying to get Mike Williamson back to provide some height. Meanwhile, they also need captain Fabrizio Colaccini to be careful at Bolton because one more booking gets him suspended.
Metro Radio weather with Hodgson. Predictable value, unpredictable weather.
Well, it's been very mild today, but the temperatures will fall a little bit tonight with a bit of a ground frost around. Tomorrow, though, Christmas Eve, starting dry, bright and sunny. Not very Christmassy at all, really, but some scattered showers later on. Christmas Day and Boxing Day, it's not going to be a white Christmas, I'm afraid. Generally dry and mild with a little bit of wind around. There's more on Metro Radio at 6 and on Twitter at Metro Radio News.